And good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to BBS Radio. I am your hostess for the Higher Dimensions. My name is Phyllis Pricer, and I understand we have a new radio system and a worldwide system in place today. Let me give you this wonderful phone number. They have four lines now that are alive and can take calls. The following number is worldwide, 888-815-9756. Again, let me give that to you, 888-815-9756. That is for you all to call in, and if you can take more than one call now, so hopefully we won't have people dropped off and jockeying for position. And if you want to call in, that's fine, and just wait until I answer, get to answer you, that's fine. I will be taking requests today, either past lives or a reading, whichever you prefer. And I can use tarot, I could use my own little brain power, so it doesn't matter. And you can start calling in any time that you like. I think that what we'd like to do also is I'll simply start talking as I do about some interesting things that are happening, and we can take it from there. If you want to call in and share some really interesting things that have happened to you, synchronistic events, things that you would like to know what they mean, or even dreams. I do dream interpretation and love to work with that, actually. So I'm rather versatile in this area. Thank God. I'd go out of my mind if I could only do one thing. I am not sure whether it just means that I can't zero in on one thing specifically, or I'm just multi-talented. But either way, I would love to talk to you and have you share some of your stories with us if you'd like to do that, or ask about dream interpretation, or get a reading, or past life impressions. So at any rate, you can start any time you want. Part of what I have noticed lately in this wonderful world of ours is an influx of energies. I'm sure that you are getting a lot of this information from other websites and others, the other beings who are channeling. I am reading about four or five books now. I have a tendency to read more than one at a time because I can follow them. And I read fast, and I also, when I find some interesting and really, really deep material, I like to stop for a day or two and let the information simmer in the back of my mind before I move on to reading more and putting more into my little brain. So that's why I do it the way I do it. At any rate, I am reading about numbers. Now, if anybody knew me, they'd say the last thing I'd read about would be numbers. And somebody has called in. Yes, welcome. Hello?
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
My name is Molly, and I'm from Arizona.
Hi. Polly?
Molly with an M.
Molly with an M. Oh, what a pretty name, Molly. What part of Arizona are you from?
I'm in the Phoenix area.
Oh, how lovely. I've been to the Phoenix. It's a lovely area. I enjoy it very much. I love the Desert Museum. Oh, what can I do for you today, my dear?
Well, what prompted me, I heard you talking that you do dreams.
Yes.
And actually, I had a dream about a week ago that just won't leave my mind, and it's just kind of driving me crazy right now.
Okay, talk to me.
Okay. Well, I dreamed that I was outside looking at the sky with my oldest son, and we're looking at all the stars, and then all of a sudden we can see, like, galaxies, and I'm showing him how pretty the sky is, and then all of a sudden I see a planet coming, like a cross shooting across the sky, and it starts off very slowly, and then it starts really fast. And I asked my son, I said, something's wrong here. That planet shouldn't be moving as fast as it should. There's something wrong. And the minute I said that, all of a sudden I see like a big red-hot sun coming toward us very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him my first response was to try to get my other kids and my husband together because I knew this was going to hit. I knew in my mind that there was no time, so me and my son just kind of held each other and just waited for the impact, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it was a huge sun. I mean, you can see even the solar flares on the sun. That's why I knew it was the sun.
Right.
And once it hit us, well, we didn't feel anything. And in my mind, I knew I was still alive, but I knew I didn't have a body anymore, that it melted. And I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be dead, but, you know, I'm still thinking. So, you know, like, what happened? You know?
Okay.
So basically, and then I woke up, and when I woke up, I couldn't even move for about 5 minutes because the whole thing was replaying in my mind, and it was like had such an impact that on me, and it won't leave me. And I've had this a week ago, and it's like I'm just, I don't know. Am I supposed to fear something?
No. First of all, one of the reasons why you couldn't move is that you were having an out-of-body experience. That is fairly
simple. Yeah, I was totally stiff. I was like, I couldn't move. I was
paralyzed.
Like, and that lasted for about a full 5 minutes.
Yes. Well, that is typical of someone who has an out-of-body experience, which is kind of what you and your son experienced, okay? Now, there are several components. You have what I would call a vision. Okay.
That's what I thought it was.
This is extremely powerful, okay? Now, part of this is really from a spiritual psychic side, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to ask that person to hold who's calling in. I will get to you. The power of that vision is that you are being led to understand there is no death, first of all. Okay? Second of all, that you and your son share a powerful spiritual connection, which I think you will agree.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And it is also letting you know that no matter what happens, and symbolically the sun is the life force. It is without the sun, nothing lives. And it is symbolic and literal in that we need sunlight in order to survive. And even though something looks like it may be the death of us, like the death of the ego or something of that nature, or the loss of something, it is, in fact, another step into true life itself.
Okay.
So that is what you were experiencing. Very, very, very powerful. It is a multi-level dream that you had, which is why it has stuck with you so powerfully. It's what I'm saying feeling right to you.
Yes, it is. I feel that I have kind of like psychic abilities that...
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I feel that they are kind of strong, so that's why I kind of paid more attention, because I knew it was telling me something. I just couldn't figure out exactly what.
Is it feeling right what I'm explaining to you?
Yes, it does. And I've always believed that there is life after death.
Right,
so,
but this was driving it home in a unique way. And there may be things coming which will appear to you as violent and as disruptive as, say, the sun coming closer, but in truth, it is still life, real life, true life.
Okay.
And it is not the destruction of everything, as in you still survived, okay?
Right.
And that is what is so important, that in the changes that are coming, it may seem as though you're going to be losing as much as your life, but it is not. It is more symbolic than real. And it was a truly powerful vision. I also believe that since the sun came in, you are going to see that your psychic abilities are going to expand and become much more available to you and much more a part of your everyday life. And your son will be included in that.
Oh,
does this make sense?
Well, yeah, that helps. And it's funny that that's my oldest son, because he's the one that's more scared of my psychic abilities. He kind of gets really nervous.
Well, that's because he recognizes them and he's afraid of what is in himself. we fear what we do not truly understand. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. And also because he has, and this often comes from another lifetime, of abuse of these powers in another lifetime, and the fear of having that happen again, but he need not fear. And you are there as one of his teachers and friends. Okay?
Oh.
You are there for him. And he needs to know that.
Yeah, he's like the one that's closest to me, I think.
Pardon?
Oh. Well, thank you, Doug. I feel more relieved. I'm not nervous anymore. And you helped me, remove that fear and look at it literal instead of...
Honey, it's a powerful dream. It's a beautiful dream. And I want you to think about that dream before you go to sleep. Ask for greater interpretation because there are more levels to it than I've given you right now, okay? But it's
okay,
very, very good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You have a good
day.
Okay,
thank you. The other person who's called. Who's
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, who's this? Who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where
are
you from?
I am from Washington State.
Oh, how wonderful. What can I do for you today, my dear?
Well, I was told that I have placed myself several lifetimes ago a block or a shield on the left side of my body, which is the receiving side, which is blocking healing energies coming to me and all other energies, and it's keeping the stagnated energy within me.
Hmm.
Can you check into... Apparently, this has got to do with fear of success.
Okay. Well, rather than blocked energy, I tend to think it may be a promise of poverty.
Oh, gosh.
You know, when we make these promises in certain lifetimes, when we are religious and so forth, and we agree to do this, and we say forever, we really don't mean forever because our thoughts are not with multiple lifetimes, you see, or we would never, ever, ever say that, okay?
Right.
But what happens is that memory is in our bank, our memory bank in our karmic record and in our physical body when we move into the new body because we take those things we have built or torn down in our lifetimes. My thought is, it's a blocking of energy, yeah, but what has been done with the mind can be undone with the mind and the will. So rather than thinking that it's a very, very, it was a conscious effort with love and passion and just, tell your body that, and the etheric body that you have, that was then, this is now, and that it's okay for your body to receive perfect health, it is okay to receive abundance and prosperity and to choose to have that energy regained or restarted again to flow again with you, and that should be able to do it. And you have to do it now with emotion because, you see, when we give up things with emotion, it is the emotional component which has the greatest impact on our body. That's what being a human being is. It's the quality that we have that is missing from other bodies in other worlds and other dimensions. It is the chemical component which allows us to have what we call our passion. And as a result, the passion is what retains is the emotion, the passion, I call it, but the emotional component, which sticks with our body most. That is what we remember most easily, okay?
Okay.
So allowing that, just with great love, thank your memory bank for doing all that it could to help you in that lifetime, and that it's now time to allow yourself to enjoy prosperity and health, love and abundance, and all the good things in life, and still be true to those high qualities that you developed in those lifetimes, because we also earn it. We earn good health. We earn prosperity. We earn love. Okay? And
okay.
That you can say you want to do. And I will tell you, as you give of yourself to others in service and in love and in doing for others without expecting return, you will find that shift within you coming almost without being noticed. All of a sudden, you'll be finding pennies on the ground, for example, or quarters or what have you. You know, pick them up. Acknowledge even the tiniest step of prosperity or good health in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Does it help you at all?
Yes, it does, quite a bit.
It does? I am so glad. Sometimes I wonder about me.
Oh, I will
Okay, because I know the other day I found two dimes on the ground, and it was in a parking lot, and I have a spastic colon, or irritable bowel, or as I call it now, a irascible bowel. And when it gets going, I have to find a bathroom. I don't have time to argue. And I stopped at this hotel I've never been in before, and thank God they allowed me to use their bathroom, and they were very kind about it. And leaving, I found two dimes on the ground, and I said, well, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I know it was a silly little thing, but you know what? It made me feel so good. And I was so grateful for the kindness that they allowed me to just pop in and pop out of their facility.
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, so it's the little things that allow you to have the greatest pleasures and that brings the greatest prosperity. You'd be amazed at what will happen to your life as you just look at things. And if you turn down not even a penny in the street, more and more is going to come to you. And as you do more and more to assist others and love others, I think that you are going to find, and as the psalm says, full measure, tamped down and overflowing. And that, I think, and I can hear from your voice that you are a very kind person.
Yes.
And I think you are on the right path. And all you have to do, my dear, is believe in yourself and that you are worthy and deserving of all of these good and allow yourself to accept with open arms, and it will flow into you just as easily as can be, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much. I just love giving these readings and talking to people. You have no idea what joy it is. And you keep up the good efforts there, my dear. I am just so thrilled. And as the energies are moving through us these days, I don't think there's anybody else waiting, and I hope not. If there is, you know, just sing out Louise, as I say, and let me know. But as I move through the energies of these days, I have found myself getting cleared of things. As I've told you before, I work with children who are very, very ill, and I act as a grandmother, a foster grandparent, and I just love these little ones to death. I go in there and I feel so privileged to be able to hold these precious lives in my arms and just to love them, and I don't have to do anything else but sit and love them, which I think is the easiest job on the face of this earth. I can't think of anything easier than just breathing. And, you know, I don't even get a chance to change them, which I could complain about, but I will not. It is fundamentally something that you can feel the exchange of energy when you hold a little one in your arms. And when you see a little creature, a human being or a little animal or a bird or whatever, and you look on it with love and kindness, I think you will start to feel your heart area beginning to open. It is important to love that which is of our earth plane, not only because of our normal way of doing things, and the earth needs love, as we all know now more and more, but also because it's important for us to feel that love. It is important for us to open our heart center and not judge. I know sometimes I felt a little strange talking to trees and plants, but they have a way of really growing for me, and I didn't really notice this, but a neighbor did, and he came out and heard me talking to my plants, and he started laughing, and then later on when he saw them blooming, he said, you know, you must be onto something, because I can't get my plants to grow the way yours do when I do the same thing and you help me plant them. So it does work when you do this. And anything that you do with love, whether it's cooking, whether it's cleaning house, whether it's digging a ditch or planting flowers or going to a job, whatever that job may be, if you do it with love, if you do it with gratitude, you would be amazed at the change that comes about in your life and the life of those around you. And it's so much easier on you in the long run. It is so much easier just to do something with love. It takes no effort at all, as far as I'm concerned, after the first few days or weeks even. It might take you that long, but it just is so much easier if you cook and you cook with love. That's why home cooking is so good, because it's usually cooked with love. It's what Mom and Dad do. They cook with love. And I say Dad because my dad was the cook in the house. He was really good. My mother could do great desserts, but my mom, God bless her, she just couldn't cook. And she tried so hard, but Dad did the cooking, and that was, thank God, I was able to grow up that way. And it was just a wonderful opportunity to observe people sharing before it was popular to share domestic chores, shall we say. And at any rate, the energies that are coming through now are very, very powerful. I was going through some of these last, I guess, 3 weeks now. It's been 3-4 weeks. I've had chronic pain for a number of years. I fell down the steps and broke my back, and have had a lot of pain. No surgery, but a lot of pain. And at any rate, I went through a period where I had some cleansing. It was like little children got sick and I caught something, but whatever it was, it combined with the cleansing energies that are coming in, and I've been free of back pain for these last few weeks, and it is absolutely phenomenal. Before I had back pain, I never gave it really a thought. One doesn't. But now that I am free, I am grateful every day for the ability to move easily and not be hunched over and careful about how I walk because I can't take the pain in the lower back. These are things that are coming in with the new energies as we earn them. Do they come because we are good and wonderful people? Yes. Do they come, do we have pain or something like that in order to teach us lessons? Yes. Sometimes pain will come just to catch our attention for whatever purpose and reason that attention is to be gained. Sometimes it's just to be more mindful and grateful, or to call to mind that which others are suffering. Sometimes it's a call to help others in pain and suffering and to be mindful. I know doctors are notoriously poor patients. And those doctors I have often heard who have had an illness themselves, once they come back, are the better physician for it because they say, now I understand what my patients have gone through, and it makes them a more aware, compassionate being. That can't be bad, but it's a shame that we often have to go through pain and suffering in order to learn to be compassionate and caring and giving to others. But this is the way we choose to grow. I can't help it. It's just the way some of us happen to put ourselves together on this earth plane. We agree to do something, and when we don't, we set up a mechanism by where we are forcing ourselves to follow in the footsteps that we agreed to do, and sometimes it's not such a pleasant thing. And so we tend to complain, but there's no use complaining. As I said, it's just something, and when we learn our lesson, we really don't have to continue suffering with that pain any longer. Usually, there is an alleviation of the pain and it goes away. Much of what we are getting ready to do, the light workers, are indeed growing at a monumental pace. There is more people are going to be having wonderful, wonderful dreams and insights, intuition, and You best be prepared for what's going to come because it is a stepping up of the energies. It is a marvelous time that we are coming into. It has been going on for years. And it's going to continue growing for years. And those that are light workers who are moving forward into the light and helping the rest of the world to accelerate and lift up the energies of the earth are going to be blessed with greater abundance in all phases of their life, including health and wealth and so forth. And yet, things are going to change. There is not really a lack of anything, whether it be money, health, joy, peace. There is no lack except what we perceive to be lack. And if we can wrap our minds around the fact that we create with our lack of insight any lack into our lives, we can also change that around. There is enough going around. I hear it on all sides. I'm getting involved more with nonprofits, and I hear them speak, unfortunately, about the lack of funding, and they're worried about this and that, and I'm thinking to myself, there isn't a lack of funding. That's just a fallacy. That is just a bunch of people thinking along the same lines. There truly isn't a lack in life. There is truly an abundance. There's a way also of turning around and using different thoughts and ideas and concepts to create something new and different. Sometimes the old way has to give way, and so it slowly ramps down. It winds down, it ramps down, whatever you want to say it, and it gets ready to change into a new format. And because mankind seems not to want to change, it can be a very painful time emotionally and mentally and physically. And sometimes it's just like a good kick in the seat of the pants. It one needs to just get over it and to move on. I don't know how else to put it except that, you know, whenever I hear lack now, I just kind of cringe, because it means the person doesn't really trust that the abundance is there that was promised to us and has been there for when we have really, really needed it. It's not an impossible situation. I see so much abundance around me, and there's an abundance of talent, abundance of love, abundance of kindness. It's just a different way of looking at it, and you really want to adjust your sights along those lines so that when you tend to see something that you think there's not enough of, see if you can't turn that little sucker around and see where it points to an abundance of something rather than a lack of something. See if you can't play that particular, not game I wouldn't call it, but it could be a guess, like I consider it a game. See if you can take something that is a lack and turn it into an abundance. That is a fun thing. That is a possibility that will keep you fascinated. And for all those who are suffering, please, I understand. I have great compassion for you. I've suffered too, and part of it is to learn compassion for other people. Part of it is karmic. And we're all going through this in order to wipe out any residual debts or weaknesses or what have you, so that we can move forward free and clear into the future and be able to assist each other in moving forward into a new world. And this is a really good thing. You don't want to exactly take the baggage of your past life with you into a new life, because then you still have to bear or pay for what was gone before. You want to start with a new program, a new prosperity, a new life, whatever you're going into. And it's a good thing just to let go of what is old and bring in the new, especially if it's not working for you anymore, as Dr. Phil says. If it doesn't work for you, don't hold on to it, let it go. And sometimes it takes a real jolt, a real kick in the seat of the pants to release something. And the more tightly we hold on to it, the more we are pushed and pried and shoved until we finally give up and say, all right, I give up, and allow God and or spirit or whomever you would put in there to take over your life and help your life become much more easy. You can ask that things be fun and easy and enjoyable for you. There's no reason why it can't be. There's no reason why you cannot enjoy life. There's no reason why you can't have fun in the work that you do in each and every day. There's no reason why you have to really grunt through each and every day. You can have fun and laugh and play in your work and in everything else. Now, if anybody else wants to call in because of a dream or a reading or a past life, you know, please let me know, because otherwise I'm sort of talking to myself and want to know if there's anybody out there listening. It would be wonderful to hear some of your voices. I reach out to you because it's important for me to connect with people. It's why I am on the show, and to share what I have learned and to encourage you to grow with me, because we all get there by helping each other. I can't arrive where I need to go by myself. And it really is interesting to know that I can work with other people and talk to other people and share. I learn a great deal. I'm in a meditation group each Wednesday. We get together, and it is amazing the information that we can share with each other and we receive. And it helps us. It helps us to get through. It helps us to share and to know what it is that we're trying to achieve, and to encourage each other so that when things get really, really rough, and they can get very rough and discouraging, we have this core group that helps each other out. And that's kind of what I'd like to think that this is, too, that we're helping each other out here. And, you know, that whatever it is that you are seeking, we can help you in any way, shape, or form to come to an ease or to feel better about it or to explain. I'd love it. I love it. And let's see. The other energies are, I thought I'd let you know also that the program that I had been working towards seems to be coming to fruition. It is more and more coming to having people become interested in learning about this program and incorporating it. I've got several nonprofits who love the nursing assistance program that I've developed, and we are now entering into early stages of negotiation to do this program in more than one forum, and including with younger people, which I think would be absolutely wonderful. I'm not going to say anything about it now because it's in that delicate stage and you don't want to upset the apple cart. It's not good to talk about things too soon, because you do want them to form and become solid before talking about them. But it's something that I have been working on for longer than I care to admit, almost 20 years as a matter of fact. And this program would allow for alternative and complementary therapies in being taught and being introduced into the general public, which is very, very important in today's world, because the future of medicine, quite frankly, is going to be more and more involved in complementary therapies without a need for medications in some instances. Not that we don't use it, because I think all healing comes from God, whether it's through drugs or it's through prayer or channeled energies or good living or diet, nutrition, herbal supplements, Reiki, it doesn't matter. As long as it is helpful and beneficial, that's what's important. And I think all of it comes from God. And that's my personal opinion, or from Mother Nature, or from the universe. And these energies are much more prevalent in the world today. I'll let you know that something that has been found by some nurses is that within the last 2 years, the number of hospitals having alternative therapies on site has gone up from about 24-25% to 37%, which is a significant rise within a two-year period. And I think that is absolutely fabulous. So about 37% of hospitals now are allowing and bringing in, encouraging alternative therapies. And that would be Reiki, yoga, massage therapy, hypnosis, Jin-Chin Jitsu, etc. Yes, good afternoon. May I help you?
Hi. Listening to your show, I thought I'd call in and see if you could give me an idea of past life connection that my husband and I can have.
Sure. And your name is?
Barb.
Barb, and where are you from, Barb?
California.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in. Now, what exactly is it that you are seeking? It says a connection from a past life. That's very generic.
Trying to figure out, I don't know if what's going on, but there seems to be a lot of turmoil going right now. I'm trying to figure out if it's current turmoil or maybe something we brought from the past. Or.
Oh, it's a current relationship you have now.
Right, my husband.
Okay. Well, I think part of it is current, which is what you suspect in some ways, because there are things that are moving differently in your life. And part of it is another lifetime, because as you also have felt, you've known him before.
Yes.
And it is something that is, what can I say? Let me zero in on this a little bit more. Okay, I am getting an impression of Middle Ages here, all right? I don't know how accurate this is to you. I can only offer what I'm seeing and feeling, okay? I am getting the impression of Middle Ages and of some conflicts coming up because of the nature of his desires to have some adventure, okay? That he had a way of leaving you, so to speak, at home while he went off and did stuff. My feeling is this was not a big thrill for you. This is not what you wanted, but there was very little you could do about it at the time. I'm feeling also that this is simply a replay of something that was reversed in another lifetime before that, where you left him at home. So, you follow?
I see. So where does that put us now?
It's sort of a tit-for-tat situation, isn't it? it's a situation that, you know, both of you are seeing karma. It would depend right now, really, on you, on whether you want this play, this seesaw to continue playing out, or you might want, and I don't know if this makes any sense to you at all, just take a deep breath, step back, and wait and see where he goes with it. Does this make sense to you in the situation?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
that means that you will not judge, okay? You no ultimatums, no. You just take a deep breath and just suspend any kind of feeling of frustration and upset, and particularly judgment. And I don't know where that's coming in or why it's coming in. I can only tell you that's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Because it's reaching a critical mass at this point. Would that be safe to say?
Yes.
Okay. It is reaching a critical mass, and it is almost your call. And it is based on your behavior, whether or not things disintegrate or they slowly stop rocking so violently. And this doesn't mean that you are to be walked on, okay? This doesn't mean that you are to be put down. This simply means that you are to take a deep breath and sort of step back from the situation emotionally, because he can't at this time. For whatever reason, he cannot. He's very volatile at this point and in a precarious position emotionally. And I don't know what I'm talking about, actually, but that's what I'm perceiving, and those are the words that are coming out of my mouth. Is this accurate for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a health issue or, or not, if vulnerability is what he's feeling and taking it out on me or...
Okay. Doesn't matter what it is because it is his, okay?
Okay.
It's not so much about you as it is about he.
Okay.
Okay? That's why
all
I say you can either stand by and be there to help check out, do check out the physical, okay, and the emotional, because I expect there's a lot of emotional component to this, is there?
Yes.
Okay. In some of it, I am feeling is arising from the physical.
Mm, okay.
Okay. Have a checkup, okay. Have an emotional, you know, it could be a part of, and I'm hearing the word depression. Would that make sense?
Yes and no. I mean, he is taking something, but maybe
it may
not
be doing what it's supposed to do. I am hearing and feeling very much the depression portion of it.
Okay.
It's not perfect. It's what I was saying about medical, you know. It's not doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, and it's not the be-all and cure-all. Just because somebody's giving a pill to somebody doesn't mean it's working. Okay?
Okay.
And taking a deep breath, all right, and just also just send him love. Just send him love. You don't even have to say it out loud. Just mentally vision love going into him and just hold the line. He is worthwhile. He is a worthwhile human being. Is he not?
Yes. Oh, yes.
The reason why you loved him in the first place. He has not descended into that abyss that he cannot come back from it.
Hmm.
Okay? He has not yet descended. But I think that what he needs to be is just given love without judgment at this point. And just hang in there because if you do, it's going to turn out okay.
Okay. All right.
All right?
Well, thank you.
God bless you, dear. Let me know what happens. Call back another time. I'm always glad to hear. And we'll take
okay,
care for
you.
Take care, dear.
Okay.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. I have my cat here who seems to think that with me being on the phone, being on my lap is a place to be. I hate it when he uses his nails to knead my lap into a different shape. Frankly, my body doesn't go into different shapes, cat, so would you mind getting down? Thank you very much. He's the one that adopted me last October, and he's getting to be quite the homebody. I can't get him to go out very much anymore. If he does, he goes to the back porch maybe, and maybe the backyard, then he comes in very quickly. Apparently he finds that having a staff of one is sufficient for him, and so he wants to make sure that he doesn't go too far from home lest things not stay the same for whatever reason. Anyone else who would like to call, please feel free to do so. I am awaiting your call. Otherwise, I can just again start talking. I love to talk, although the sound of my own voice sometimes does ring hollow. But would love to talk to you and hear more about dreams or strange happenings that have happened or deja vu moments. Or even if you want to share a particularly great moment that you have had. Yes, welcome to the higher dimensions. Who's calling? Hello? Oh, okay. At any rate, we'll go on. The energies that I think are coming in are some that are going to be very profound in the coming years. As I said, the energies, if we all know of 2011, remember that things are not going to be done immediately, like dumping our world on its end. Things are going gradual. And I remember from studying the Bible that it was Christ's own words that if things were done slowly, that it would be much better than if things were done quickly. If it was done quickly, then there is a great deal of trauma, geologically speaking, and then on humans, that would occur. So the things that are happening are gradual. It seems as though there's a lot of a lot of destruction going on. All right. In a sense, there is. It's in order to build anew. Sometimes there has to be a tearing down of the old structures. Most people, as I said before, don't want to change, and they're forced into it. And somehow, human beings have a tendency not to want to have to change. They want things to continue being the same old, same old, because they're comfortable with what they knew. You're more comfortable with the devil you know than the devil you don't know, as the saying goes. So people have a tendency to not want to change unless they're forced into it. And so this is what's true. This is what's happening in the world today with the wars that we are encountering, with economics in our own home base. We know that the people here in our banking system don't really want to change. Everybody says change, and they're all beating on the same drum, but when push comes to shove, they really don't want to change. And quite frankly, I sometimes think, what part of you can't do this anymore, you can't continue to go on this way, don't you understand, people? And it's really kind of sad, because a lot of unnecessary suffering is being encountered. And one of the things that I would hope is that people start getting it. I know they will have to, because the situations are not going to change until actually people's attitudes and what they do does indeed change. So my feeling is it's an important issue that we somehow send positive energy to those who are controlling the monies and so forth to change, to those who are in power. Don't have to give them specific directions. That's not a good thing, okay? You do not want to control what's being done. But what you can do is send the energy of positive thoughts, of allowing the best that is the best and highest interest for all people be done. Just include it in the politicians, include it in the movers and shakers, in the financial world, in the health world. If you do that, if you send your energy with high intent, you are more likely to see a resolution and a positive response to the current situation, fiscal and otherwise. It's like, well, as healers, what we have been taught, at least I have been taught, is that you do not tell the energy where it is to go. You do not attempt to control the energy of healing. Instead, you simply ask that the energies that you send, the healing that does go into the human beings, be directed to where it is most needed in the person's body. And that seems to work the best, okay? And that is true, because we are not perfect beings. We are not almighty. We are God, yes, but we don't currently know everything. And allowing the energies to go where they do the most good is what is important. So if you are having issues, simply use your prayer and your intent that whatever happens, it is for the greatest and highest good of all. And that includes you. And I think you will find that there is indeed positive movement in many ways in our country and in our economy. And that's all that we're looking for. That's all that we're looking for, is the healing and the lifting up of all things that we have, and to have everybody enjoy a good life. There is enough. I can't emphasize that enough. There is enough for everyone to be happy. There is enough for food. There is enough money. There is enough of whatever it is you need. Love, health, joy, peace. There is sufficient. We just have to look at it and say, yes, I acknowledge there is sufficient love and joy and peace to go around. And you just express it in your own life in the way that you can, where you are right now. And I can guarantee that if you do that, you will begin to see a difference in your life that is very, very powerful. It is not utopian, and it is not pie in the sky. It is realistic. It is achievable. And it is something that we would want everybody to have a part of. I cannot think of anybody that I would say, I don't want you to share, I don't want you to have, I want you to suffer. And if we have that goodwill to everyone, even those we think least about, enemies, if you will, or those that have caused us grief, we can change our lives for the better. Because as long as we harbor a resentment or an anger or ill will or anything else towards someone else, we are indeed harming ourselves in a very real way. And we are denying ourselves perfect health, perfect healing, and the ability to get on with our lives. If we do not wish prosperity for others, then we are denying that prosperity to ourselves, because we are all connected. We are all one. And in order to, for everyone to prosper, we need to enjoin that prosperity for everyone, because we are included in that everyone. So again, I am going to give you these thoughts to keep close to your heart. Be as good as you can be. Be as loving as you can be. Be as generous as you can be. And as you are generous to yourself and to others, the generosity comes back to you multiplied many, 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 many times. I've had to learn sometimes the hard way. I always thought I was a pretty good person, and in many ways I am. But you know what? There were lessons that I had to learn that I didn't even know I had to learn. There were relationships that I had to experience, because otherwise I wouldn't know how to experience deeper relationships. As I said, I've always been a dog person, and silly as that sounds, this cat is teaching me a new way of relating to animals. It's really, really strange. It's hard for me to explain it, because it just seems so strange. I just love little puppy dogs, and I adore them and have so much fun with them. And I miss my dear little ones, but this cat is beginning to grow on me, as reluctant as I am to admit it. He is indeed beginning to grow on me, and we're having a meeting of the minds at times, that sometimes it's like pitting heads against each other, but beating heads against each other. But he's a nice cat, and I'm not sure what else I can tell you about him, except that he is a very precious gift to me from the spirit world, and I would not change him for any at this point. This coming few weeks, there are going to be more and more areas where you can take the opportunity to grow and to gain what you would like to have in your life. You might feel sick in some of them. You might be feeling as though you are cleansing yourself. I believe some of these expressions are. There's a cleansing that's going on, and it can be kind of rough. I've gone through some of that cleansing. Believe me, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But the cleansing issue sometimes is very necessary to get rid of toxins which have built up in your body over a period of years, if not centuries, because you can emotionally bring those toxins with you. So physically getting rid of some of these may involve, as some people say, flu-like efforts, colds, and some other unpleasant situations. Getting rid of the sugar in your system is also very good. Candida, which is, you know, I don't know if it's a fungus or whatever, but it does grow in the intestines and can spread and can eventually kill you if it spreads to your organs. And so you have to be careful of that, because it is not something you want to have around. Watch your intake of sugar. If you can cut it back significantly, do so. Your body will be happier for it and thank you for it. Other things that you want to do is exercise. Get more exercise. Work more with others. Give of yourself and your time and your energy and your love. I can't emphasize how important that is for your own soul's growth. We don't have but a few more minutes, and I'm not quite sure what else to tell you, except that I think it is very important for you, each of you, to love yourselves and to honor yourselves each and every day. I'd love to see you be more gentle with each other and with yourself, and to honor yourself more and give more to yourself in many ways, because very often you do not. Very often you are very stingy with what you give to yourself. It isn't necessary to be stingy with oneself. It is necessary, however, to love each other and to love yourself in order to give to others. And taking care of yourself will allow you to take care of other people. I am hoping that you will have a wonderful, wonderful week. And enjoy yourself, and I am looking forward to speaking to you next weekend, hoping to have a guest next weekend, get some people to get back on the line and have fun. And if you have a dream or an experience, or you want to talk about a past life or know what's going to happen, please let me know. I'm always happy to help you out. You can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. I am here Monday through Friday in the afternoons to early evenings, and you can always reach me then, or you can send me an email, capital C, capital P, small r, 433-9313 at AOL, or Psychic World with a capital P and a capital W, 4, the letter 4, number 4 rather, at AOL.com, or you can always again reach me through BBS Radio. I am so glad for those of you who called in. I appreciate you, your honoring me with your questions and bringing me your information that I could share with others on this radio show. You take care and have a blessed week. You all take care, enjoy, and I am Phyllis Pricer for BBS Radio. Thank you, and goodbye.